im Ovdu Enechai Bachyusen. In such cases where they're watching for you just on Shabbos, you hire this person to watch your cow just on Shabbos, so the locha, since he doesn't get paid for it, he's only called a Shem Echinam. Therefore, if it gets lost, he's not Chayim Bachyusen. If the Geneva of Yaveda happens, he's potter, he's only a Shem Echinam. But what about Vim Ho Yeschir Shabbos? Let's say you hire this person for the whole week. He's not only working for you on Shabbos, he's not only watching your cow today on Shabbos, but he's watching it the whole week. Or else, Schir Chodesh, you hired him for the whole month. Or else, Schir Shana, you hired him for the whole year. Or else, Schir Shavua, you hired him for the whole Shemitah for all 7 years. Then the Loch is, Noisim Loischa Shabbos, you're even allowed to pay him for the day of Shabbos. Since you're not paying him for Shabbos alone, you're giving him a paycheck for the whole week, for the whole month, for the whole year. That's called Schar Bahavloa. And Avad, we're talking about work that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Avad, to hire somebody to do malacha, that's also, there's no heter. Even to tell a guy to hire a guy to work for you is also on Shabbos. But here we're talking about the actual work is mutter. You're allowed to have somebody watch your kids. You're allowed to have somebody watch your Torah. So the only question is, are you allowed to pay him for the work on Shabbos? See, if he's only working on Shabbos, it's also to get paid. But if he's working for the whole week, and you're paying him now a salary for the whole week, that's mutter. Lefikov, therefore, imavdu chayibach yusun, if now the shomer loses your Torah that he's watching for you, he's chayib b'gnev of Yaveda, because he's called the shomer sacha, since he's getting paid for the work that he's doing, he's chayibach yusun. So what do you see? You see by Shabbos, even if somebody works for you, but if you're paying him for the whole week, that's called bahavlo, you're like swallowing up the payment for Shabbos with the rest of the payment of the week, it's mutter. Says, so here also, if you have this Rebbe, the Chura, you don't have a Rebbe just for Shabbos. He's a Malamah tonight because he's a Rebbe that's working the whole year. Says, pay, he's allowed to get paid for Shabbos also then. Says, so, why can't he teach the first time something new on Shabbos? So Gemara says like this, Mir B'chal, there's no proof. El Agabe Shabbos, Ayin HaTayimah, the Enkorim B'tchilah. You know why a Rebbe that teaches kids on Shabbos should not teach them something new? He should only review with them. Mishum de yifna avusoyin de yenuka le mitzvosa de shabbata. Because what a father usually does on Shabbos is, he has his kids do mitzvahs. So if you're going to have to teach him something new, it takes a long time, and the parents won't like that. The parents want the kids home to melama them, to eat the suda on Shabbos. Rashi says, the Ran says, Shavas atinoikas, the parents, poinim le mitzvah Shabbos, o mishtashayim im atinoikas. They're happy with their kids. The Yemikra Tinoikis, the Gatchila, Yechoshul the Betulam. They're afraid, what, that they'll take too long? So they won't want them to learn so long. So that's why we tell the Rebbe, don't teach them something new on Shabbos. Because the parents want their kids home soon. They want to enjoy Shabbos with their kids. So therefore, you're not supposed to learn something new with them, but rather just chazah something on Shabbos. The boy is serving on the terrace like this. Mishum de v'shabata ochlin v'shosin v'yoker aloyin alma. In other words, after cholent on Shabbos, it's hard to learn. So kids, since the kids eat a lot on Shabbos, it's hard for them to learn. So you can't teach them something new on Shabbos. That's why the name is just a chazer on Shabbos. Rashi says v'yoker aloyin alma ala tinoikis shemitoich sheochlu yosim imash shadak lecha b'chol. Since on Shabbos they eat more than they eat in the middle of the weekday, is Avrayim Kvedim Aloyim. Their body is a little bit heavy. They're tired like. V'en Yecholim Lumad V'tchila Shetzarachi and Meruba. They can't learn something new on Shabbos, because that takes a lot of being. They're too tired after the Cholent. So therefore, the Rebbe, on Shabbos, you should only chazda with the kids and not learn something new. But it has nothing to do with taking pay for the work of Shabbos. And the Gospel says, Kediyama Shmuel says, that Shinu Veses Tchilas Cholimayin. When somebody changes his normal manner, it's the beginning of getting stomach problems. In other words, if you're used to eating a certain amount, and all of a sudden you start to eat much more, you change your normal manner, you're going to have stomach problems. There also, if on Shabbos you eat more than the whole week, you're not going to feel so good. So therefore, we can't make the kids learn something new on Shabbos. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Olaman diyomascha pisak taimim, the one that says that when you teach Torah, Chumash, you're allowed to take pay, because you're teaching them the trup, how to sing the chumash, and that's mutter. My time alo yomas chashimer. Why doesn't he agree to the other man, the yomah? That when you teach kids, you're also allowed to take money, because you're getting paid not for the learning, the teaching of the Torah, but you're getting paid rather for the shimmer, for the watching of the kids. Someone says, Ksavar bonois mika boy and shimmer. They hold there's such a law when you teach girls, also you're allowed to take money. Now when you teach girls, mashma girls don't have such a discipline problem. Girls are easier to teach. So when you're teaching girls, there's no shimmer. You don't have to watch them. They're not used to running around. If I says mika radin, a girl will stay in the house, Bikradin, that the cupboard of the girls are to be in the house, so they're not used to being so wild. Taisha says, Obanais Leka Yitzonius, girls don't go out so much. For the boy Shimmer, you don't have to watch him so much. And Ken Meshachim is Chashimmer. So now when you teach girls, for them you should not be allowed to get paid. And it's Mashman the Mishnah, they get paid, there's a minig to get paid by Mikra, even though you're teaching girls also. So therefore, what's the heter? It has to be Mishum Pisik Taman. You're allowed to take pay because you're teaching them the truck, how to lane the Chumash. And that's not me, the rice he owns, therefore for that you're allowed to take money. Now the Gemara says, Ulaman Diyamascha Shimmer, the one that says the reason why you're allowed to take pay when you teach Chumash, is because there's shimmer involved, you have to watch the kids for the discipline that you have to take care of. You're allowed to pay, get money. My time time. How come he doesn't also agree he could take money for the fact that you're teaching trup? Just teaching the trup. When you learn chumish, you also teach them how to sing it, how to lane it. So for that you should take money. The Teretz says, Ksavar he owes Pisuk Taimim Diraisu. He owes no, this in you when you're laying the chumish, you have to lane it with the trup. Trup is also midiraisa. So therefore, you're not allowed to take money for that either. When you teach somebody trup, you can't take money. If it's midiraisa, it's mamish achelik atayra. Like the Ron says, V'yosa litol alimudam schar, techivon di midiraisa ninu, hevelo kechukim ha-mishpatim. That's mechlad apostol of chukim ha-mishpatim, that kasher tzivani Hashem, you're only allowed to teach chukim ha-mishpatim the way Hashem taught Moshe, for free, and not for money. That's why he doesn't learn the heter is schar pisik tamim, but rather the heter is schar shimmer. You have to take care, watch the kids. For that, you can take money. Now, why does he hold for this chat? Because he holds like the Omer Rav Ika Baravin, Omer Rav Chanana Lomer Rav. My dechsev. What's pshat the postik in the Chemia that says vayikru ba'seifa teres lakim? They read from the Chumash, from the Torah. Mefurosh v'soim seichel v'yavino. And vice versa, they understood what they were saying. So they understood it. So we'll see what that means. Ba mikra, they understood the mikra. Now what does the pasuk mean? Vayikru ba'sefer Torah lakim ze mikra. Means they read chumash, they started to learn chumash. Then mefarish, what does that mean? They explained it like, ze targum, they also learned targum. The Rav says mefarish lelekro, targum explains the psukim. What's the soim seichel? They understood it. Elo hapsukim. They understood the psukim. So Rav says, Nekudois hamasikois bein posik leposik. V'korulo sum seichel shayideyem odimeven amikro. Kefi tenua satamim. Nera perakandach gigo, daf gemino lepsuke tamim. Because they know when the end of a posik is. When the end of an inyan is. That's the way you can understand the psukim. If you know when an end is, so you know what the posik means to tell you. That's called the sum seichel elu apsukim. They knew when the end of a pasuk was. Then it says, "The yavinu b'mikra." They understood the psukim. Ze pisuk taimim. He dashes. That means trup. Mashma is part of the psuk. The deraisa of limit is to read the chumash with the trup. The amri lord. Some say no. Elu hamesuris. This is the end of the mesuris. So Rashi Rav says, "Mashenim suv mesura." There are certain things that we read it differently, even though it's written one way, but there's a Messiah given over differently, like Allah Moshe Mitzinai. That's from this pasuk. You see, it's a machlokes, the Pisuk Tamim is midiraisa or not. Oh, right. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Mikra Seifrim, the Indian of Mikra Seifrim. So Rav says, Amar Yitzchak, Mikra Seifrim, Akriya. Shemasru lanu harishonim, shenekrol seifrim. That the Rishonim taught us how to read certain things, well, so what it means to say is all these things are Allah from Moshe Mitzinai. Moshe Rabbeinu really taught it to us. But Nikra Seifrim, what the Seifrim the Rishonim taught us to read. The Yitta Seifrim, that means Tevas Yiseris, extra words. Shenichtavu Liyapas Haloshim, for the Kroes Itter, it's called like you're crowning it. Lefeishen Ma'atrin Es Haloshim, certain extra words were put in to make it sound good, to give the words a crown. That's also Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. That's called Yitta Seifrim. Now the Kriyan, for like Sivan, there are certain things that there's a Kriya, that's the way we say it, even though it's not the way it's written. Shrashi Tevas HaNikroyis V'Lenich Tavis, there are certain words in the Chumash that we just read it, even though it's not really written there. Or else, look, Sivosan V'Loy Kriyan, certain things are written one way, Shrashi Shinech Tavis, V'Yena Nikroyis, but we don't learn it. All these things are Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. All these things are throughout Nach, and throughout Chumash, these are all called Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. These in Yonim. Now we'll explain it. Mikra Seifrim, what does it mean, Mikra Seifrim? That means the way the Seifrim taught us to read things. So, Eretz, Shemayim, and Mitzrayim. So, Ron says like this, Mikra Seifrim, Eretz. Eretz. Shekashiyesh bo yasmachto, Nikra Eretz, Oratz, Bekamatz. Oretz. Like, how to read it? Rel Shemayim, and Mitzrayim. Shafa pi Shem bim Aleph, even though there's no Aleph in it. Nikroyim kilu hoisebem, we read Shomayim. Otherwise, just the word doesn't have an aleph there. So you should think to read it, Somim. How do we know to read Shomayim with the comats? This is called Nikra Seifrim. As we shine them toward us, how to read these words. If you look at the word Shomayim, Shin Mem, Yud Mem, you can think maybe to read it Shomim. How do you know to read Shomayim? That's Nikra Seifrim. Or else Mitzrayim, same thing. Mitzrim, how do you know to read Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim, that's called Mikra Seifrim. Same thing, Oretz. Maybe read it Eretz. How do you know to read the Oretz? These are called Mikra Seifrim. Vaita. Itta Seifrim, what's the extra words that the Chum put in to like crown the words? Acha Tavairu. So Ron says, Itta Seifrim, Acha Tavairu. Acha Talechu, Acha to Yosef. Kod Musorim, Acha Nigoinim. Achar Noigin. Kol Hani Achar, all these words, Acharim, Yusarim, they're really extra. V'yena Melele Teferas Haloshin. It's only to make a beautiful language like. Tevla Lemichtov, Sodu Libchem, V'tavoiru. What does that say the word Achar for? Rav Tiska Shivas Yomin. What's the word Achar? Rav Tiyosef Kod Musarim, Noigin. Rav Shenichtavu Leteferas Haloshin. Even though it's written in the Chumash this way, but you know, the word Achar here really is like extra. Really, it shouldn't be there. The word Achim and all these Tzukim are only here as Itter Haloshen, to make the Loshen of language sound nice. So as Itter Seifrim is Achat Avaru, Achat Telech, Achat Yosef, Kod Musarim, Achat Noigim, Tzikoscha Karekel. Yeah. These are all in Yonim of with an extra word here just to make it sound nice. In Tzikoscha Karekel, Zos Evel Nichter Tzikoscha Harekel. K'nechsiv mishpatecha toim rabba. Loi mishohorim aromim. Kleima amalochim. Tzrichim atzitkas Hashem. Even the malochim need the tzitkas of Hashem. So what's the loshen of keharei keil? That's leteferes haloshen. It's time to make it sound nice. Yeah. Now, there are certain psukim of elo kriyin v'loik sivan. What are the words that we lay and we read it? Even though it's not really written there. That's pras. Debelechtoi. So Ran says, Kriyam Lexivim Pras Debelechtoi. Bishmul Heve Lahoshib Yodi Beno Pras. Pras Kori Vlexiv. The word there, Pras, we read it even though it's not written there. Ish, Tekasha Yishal Ish Bedvaro Lekim. Another person in Shmuel also. The word Ish is not really there. Just be Messiris like it's there to read it and even though it's not there. Boyim Bin Nivnaso. And Law De Plato. Es the Higit Hugat, Eli the Gorin, Eli the Asurin. Yeah. So these are the words here that they're not really there in the Pasuk, but just we read it that way, that's also Allah Moshe Mitzinai. The Ran says, Ish, the Kasha Yisha B'Shmul Nami, Havigabi Achisoifel, Kasha Yisha Ish B'Dvar Lekim, Ish Kor Kri V'Loitziv. Certain words we just say even though it's not written there. and bim the benidnas of Yemiyo, Hohina Yom and Boyanum Hashem. These are all cases where the words are not really there. Shas halachol Moshe Mesinai, we say them. Finally, the Gemara says, Halin, these next cases are Korean, for, yeah, Halin, yeah, all these are Halin, Korean, like Sovin. Now, Uksovim, like Korean, where are the cases where the word is written there, but we don't say it out? That's no de Yislach. So to run, Ksivin, v'loi Korean, no de Yislach. Bemlochim, v'shtachavisi, base rimoin. Yislach no Hashem liyavdecho, ksiv no, v'loi mikri. In Melochim over there, the word no, even though it's written there, we don't read it. How come we don't read it? That's also called Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai.